All right, so some people are into wizards and hobbits. Other people live for their sports team. Others love musicians. We're all fans of something, right? Well, fandom can play a big role in a person's life. It's the foundation of friendships. If you dig a little deeper, it can really reflect something personal. This week, we're doing a series of stories about this, asking fans why they like what they like. And today, we're going to meet Jeff Melton from Charlotte, North Carolina. His passion is professional wrestling. He and his friend Adrian Rohr drove more than 4 hours to watch a regional pro wrestling event that was being taped for TV, and that's where our producers met up with him.
Hello, my name is Jeff Melton.
This is Adrian Rohr.
And tonight we're at Ring of Honor Wrestling at Center Stage in Atlanta, Georgia.
We're just here for the night just to see this one show and meet up with friends. That's really what wrestling has become for us, is just a way to build our friendships.
The experience is like none other. We just enjoy the action, and we love making as much noise as we possibly can.
When I'm watching a wrestling show, I just sort of disconnect from the stresses and worries of the world and just be consumed by what's happening in that ring.
Whoa, 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 golden boy. I know you're so used to getting everything you want.
I believe that it's an art form. Just a different interpretation of a form of art. People may be more familiar with theater. I prefer to call professional wrestling physical theater. Well, I've personally been into wrestling. I started watching as a kid, about 6 years old. Yeah, the first time I saw it on TV, just the first person that I remember is Chief Wahoo McDaniel, and he was a big, huge character who came out with a huge Indian headdress. And that immediately caught my attention.
Listen, Wahoo, you and I are good friends, right?
Jones, we used to be good friends. Don't put me on that plateau with you anymore.
They were just losing their minds on the TV screen, and that really appealed to me. Growing up as a Jehovah's Witness, you know, that type of entertainment strictly wasn't allowed. You know, you go to school, you're not allowed to partake in anything. Like myself, I wasn't able to do any sports. And of course, you know, they don't believe in birthdays or holidays. So you always have to ask to be excluded from the class when that stuff's going on. I went to church 4 to 5 nights a week, and also on a Sunday. But definitely, you know, if the parents had to be out running errands or out paying bills or something, you definitely had a chance to get to the TV. You definitely took an opportunity for it.
So right now we're going to watch Chase Brown, and he's on the first TV episode taping tonight.
Okay, so Chase Brown is from the North Carolina area. He's sort of carved out a niche for himself with a very unique character. He had a little bit of the cauliflower ear that comes from wrestling and kind of ran with that, and actually comes to the ring with cauliflower and sort of uses it to give him power during the matches. So if he's down and he gets a hold of that cauliflower, he might eat some of it. He might use it as a weapon against his opponents.
The cauliflower is the same as spinach for Popeye. He uses it as a power up.
Growing up, I grew up in a very blue-collar kind of family, myself personally. It's definitely escapism. Whether you're working a crappy job or you're going to school and you're having a bad day at school, there's definitely a lot of escapism into it.
All right, well, the match just started, and it's Chase Brown versus Silas Young. And right now, Silas Young is working a headlock on Chase Brown. And Chase just eats a huge shoulder tackle.
If you've had a bad day at work or a bad week at work, you can go there and just let all your stress out.
And a huge monkey flip by Chase Brown.
People are cheering and booing for everyone and saying things they probably wouldn't say in front of their moms. Yeah, there's a lot of stories that go through pro wrestling. But usually the favorite ones that I had was usually not necessarily the good versus the evil, but maybe the boss man versus the worker. Especially when I started into the workforce. If you're lower, medium income, you know, you're just constantly clocking in and clocking out. You know, not really willing to say what you need to say. You know, there's been times I've wanted to punch my boss. But in real life, you can't do that.
Hold on. Mayhem has erupted here on center stage.
But if you see somebody doing it on TV or in a live arena, you know, that's awesome to me.
Whoa! They're going after the refs, security, everybody else.
I have been pushed around a lot in life. So that's probably why the storylines and the wrestling appeal to me myself.
Those were wrestling fans Jeff Melton and Adrian Rourke.
Big boss man, can't you hear me when I call? Can't you hear me when I call? Well, you ain't so big, you know you just tall, that's all.